The Gaming Grunts present a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Storm King's Thunder.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 20 of Storm King's Thunder, brought to you by the Gaming Grunts.
Woo-hoo.
When last we left our intrepid adventurers, they made their way to Mirabar and set off to meet Harshnag at the mouth of the Valley of Kedron, which I will not mispronounce this episode several times. From there, they trekked to the Eye of the Allfather with very little incident. Arriving at the Eye of the Allfather, they entered the temple, which is built into the side of a mountain, and chanced upon a group of barbarians who are attempting to break through a giant set of double doors at the end of a long, wide pathway. Hallway, I should say. When we last left our adventurers, they had gotten the jump on the berserkers, and that is where we're picking up, where we see Lillian casting. Lillian, Agadir, and Toph all simultaneously casting spells. As they complete their incantations, at the foot of the stairs erupts spikes and whatnot burst forth from the stone. The spikes mimic the pattern of the stone, making them very difficult to see. The only creature in that area is the white dragon wormling, who, fortunately for Lillian, but unfortunately for the wormling, is impacted by these spikes and is going to take 2d4 damage. So that is step one. Take 6 points of damage, which it then squawks or it's like a mini roar, like a little baby roar, and takes to its, takes off from the ground on its wings. Agadir releases a fireball that travels down the length of the hallway and detonates, catching all of the barbarians that are attempting to burst through the door. Why don't you go ahead and make that roll for damage. Make that roll for damage. I'll roll for their
saving throw.
Dex saving throws, right.
All right. Let me hurl a fireball.
There's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them.
That's a DC 14, by the way.
DC 14. So 1, 2, 3, 4 of them miss. And that's for 28 or 14 points of damage. All right. Let's start with that. I'm going to kind of go from top to bottom, left to right kind of thing. Let's see. 13 misses, so that's minus 28, or fails, I should say. 10 failed, that's minus 28. Pop this guy. That's succeeds. So that's my 14. This guy fails, so that's minus 28. It succeeds, so that's minus 14. I failed. Okay. Detonation goes off, and immediately everything goes black as Toth casts Hunger of Hadar right on top of the footprint of the fireball. And so, Toph, it is, let's see. There is no saving throw, right?
I mean, the first one is the cold damage. It doesn't have any saving throw if they start their turn. It's 2d6. I rolled for that one. But if they end their turn over there, I think they take an additional 2d6 acid damage.
Right. That's so so initially, there's no damage done. It's at the beginning of their turn.
Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll bear that in mind. And everybody, roll initiative.
Select your token first.
Yes, select your token and roll initiative.
We're using up our good rolls.
And I think that's it. Okay. So I suppose we should. Where's our turn tracker? Where did I move my turn tracker? There it is. Nope, that's Dice Roller. There we go. There we go. All right. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we missed one of them. That one. That one. That one. Oh, no, we got them. We got them all. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I missed this guy. Okay.
Is that other token that's in between the two circles that looks different? Is that something different? Or is that, as far as we can tell, another barbarian?
Token that's in between the two circles. You mean right here?
This one, right? Yeah, right there.
Yeah. It is a female barbarian that is dressed very differently from the others. Okay. Yeah, it's far more. Make an intelligence check for me.
No, it's okay. Okay. I was just mainly kind of curious because that token does look different, but I don't know what we've seen or what we can see. I mean, I think my fireball lit things up pretty well, so maybe I could see better. But if all I care is it's a barbarian that's dressed funny, then that's about as far as Agador will take it.
Oh, dang, I screwed up. Oh, they both have the same initiative bonus, so that was fine. I accidentally had the wrong. I was rolling from the wrong character sheet when I rolled that last barbarian, but the barbarians
and I do see what shows up in the chat,
but yeah, so you know what it is
shows up in the chat.
Yeah, no, that's that yeah, totally Totally get that. All right.
I wasn't looking at the chat when I asked the question. I was looking at the map.
Did somebody roll for Lillian? I will roll for Lillian. If not, let's see. Lillian would be right here, I believe. That is correct. And I'll go ahead and roll. He's got a little while before he has to.
Yeah, it might work out. So maybe Alan will show up before Lillian's turn comes around.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of people that has to go first. Okay. You have a higher dexterity than a white, I think. What is your dexterity? Agador?
Agador's is 16.
You do have a much better dexterity than a white dragon wormling. Tankrin, what is your dexterity?
Twelve.
Rollsies. Roll a d20.
Are they tied, I'm assuming?
Okay, the barbarian's going to go first. The berserker's that. I don't care what order the berserkers go in, and that's okay. All right, we're good. Everything resolved.
But I go first.
But you go first.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to say that I, on that surprise round, I extended out my right hand and cast a fireball at that point. And before I knew it, my left hand turned and extended out as well, and I'm going to cast another fireball. Exact nice. Same spot.
Go big or go home. All
That's
right.
That's right.
Let's see. So
here's my second roll. A
bunch of dexterity saves.
Not much better, 29 versus 28.
2, 3, 4. 5.
Damn you.
6. Oh, wow. Okay. So 20.
All but no, the 20, 11 passed.
29, huh? So yeah. 29 or 14.
Yeah.
Still, you've done a minimum of 28 damage to each one of these.
What? Oh, because 2 shots. I see.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on that, but. Eh.
Minus 29.
I mean, this fireball is new to Agador, so you know he doesn't know quite how to pull it back.
So the DC is 14, right?
Yeah, DC is 14. So all of them succeeded except for the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. So everybody
that guy is looking 14, really rough. 29. Because he failed the last one.
Yeah. All right. Gives me a good idea of how sturdy these guys are.
Okay, I'm having trouble selecting that. Okay. I need to zoom in a little bit, I think.
And as a bonus action, I am going to inspire Tankrin.
Why does that keep coming up? Oh, I see. Okay, that's why I'm having trouble. 14. Okay. Okay, and you inspire. Okay, so a second detonation occurs in the dark, exploding in the center of these barbarians. I am going to let you do that, but because you were literally hitting the spot, you just.
Was a hunger, Hadar, and I can't see the
right exactly. A point you choose within range. Never mind. No, okay. You don't have to see it. It's a point
I could choose it before, and I could choose it again now.
you absolutely can. I sit corrected. All right. Yeah, that was entertaining. That ends your turn with your inspiration to, you said, Sandswood?
To Tankrin.
Oh, Tankrin. Okay, sorry.
Yep. I will not move. I'm going to stay exactly where I'm at. I'm assuming I'm still a little bit in the shadows, although they probably know where we are, so it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, I'm not going to move. If I can, I'm going to ready my crossbow for subsequent rounds, but other than that, that's it.
The wormling has taken to the air and flies.
Oh. By the way, John, that's difficult terrain and 2d6 range.
Flies. Difficult terrain if you're
on the ground.
Oh, it's tentacles, right? No?
What's that?
Yeah, never mind. Okay.
Makes yeah, sense. It's
they're not spicy. Restrained, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, not restrained. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, that was I was
yeah, I think the idea was to make it harder for the barbarians to charge and attack us, not so much to make the dragon, you know, decide, hey, walking's better than flying.
Right,
you know, his wings
right.
Just get in the way.
let's see.
And it does take 2d6, which is 8 damage.
He already did. I already took damage. Oh well, he wasn't in the Hunger of Hadar. Hunger of Hadar, okay. Yeah, only the barbarians.
The spike growth is the green.
I see.
Yeah. All right. And man, I tweaked a couple of things here in the theory that I could. Make this a little tougher, and I don't think it's going to be.
don't jinx us, John.
And actually, the wormling is going to use his dash action. No, he's going to stay right there. All right. Next up is the big bad barbarian in the front. Let me see about this. The
wormling doesn't have an attack?
He's not prepared to use his attack at this point. Okay. He has a melee attack that he can't use right now.
Gotcha.
Where does he?
I mean, not to turn the tide, but most dragons have a breath weapon. But I don't.
Yeah,
know.
They do. but it's a conical weapon. But then, and I was thinking about waiting until I had multiple people. But no, he's not going to, because he's a young, impulsive.
It's a white dragon, creature. Right? Is that what you said?
It is a white dragon wormling. So I need Toph. I need you to roll a Constitution saving throw as the wormling spews forth a cone of icy hail in your direction. 18. That is a save. So you take 12 points of cold damage. And yeah, okay. So now it is Wormblood's attack.
I need to concentration. Yeah, it's concentration.
Yes.
That's what I'm
making. Make a concentration check. It's a d20, and you have to succeed on half the damage or 10, 12. Whichever is greater. So
yeah,
you have to, yeah. So,
oh, wait, no, it took 12, right?
No, so you have to get a 10 or higher, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, wow. So, unfortunately, Hunger of Hadar fades.
It's gone.
And let me make sure I did is equal to 10 or half, whichever. Okay, yes. Yeah. So sadly, Hunger Kadar fades and the area.
Unless you got a +8 to that roll because there's no modifiers.
the area the around the
modifier and.
What's that?
That roll you did was just a custom roll. It wasn't a con save.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It doesn't have your modifiers,
your
modifiers can be +8.
What is your, I guess.
Is the con save is a modifier?
Yeah.
It's a con save.
Con save is +6 for me, so 2+6.
So it'd be an 8, still fails.
It's close. It's very close. okay, we need to remember to do that. And you don't have, wait a minute, you have proficiency, you do not have advantage. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, I don't have advantage.
Okay, so that's why you have a +6.
Yeah.
Therefore, it is going to be Wormblood's turn.
And I do have +1 on saves, I don't know how that, I'm just going to roll once to see the breakdown, if you don't mind, because the one that I have, the code that I have has +1 to the bonus. I don't know if the +1 is already added to my save. I think it's only added to my save. Because strength is +0, which it should be -1.
Let's take, I think there.
Never mind. I think it should be good.
Yeah. So I thought it showed somewhere. Where it computed it. It's basically advantage is con bonus plus proficiency bonus, which is 5, but then you apparently have +1, which made it 6, the +1 from
the makes sense. Protection. Yeah. Okay. Because the previous con as I rolled a 12, but it just added 6 to it, so it's just 18, so it makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. I wish there was a way. Some other tools do this. One of the other tools that that I used to use did this. But if you hover, it used to be on this other tool. If you hover over the things the saving throw, it would tell you what components went into that. Actually, it says down here this one, +1 saves from collection. Okay, so. So it is the barbarian leader's or the berserker leader, I should say. Holy cow, he is going to move through. Call that 20 feet. That's the first 20 feet of his movement. And that is
difficult terrain,
so it's going to burn. Yeah, it's going to be burn 40. Because he has taken. He's taking the dash action, and he is for each 5 feet he travels, he takes 2d4. So rather than roll it 4 times, I'm going to roll 8d4. That is a total of 20 points of damage. So bellowing. I almost, that's not the right number. That's what he's going to end up with. I almost had him end up with 20 points. With a loud scream, he barrels his way through the spikes and then heads like he has, 20 feet left of movement, which he is going to then go basically go there. All right. Next up is Tankrin. Tancred? You may be on mute.
Okay. No, Austin said like he's going to be out for now.
Oh.
He's going to use double moves forward, 30 feet into two.
Maybe double moves forward, 30 feet by. Okay, so let's see. Where is...
I believe he's going to want to engage with some of the variants.
He's right here, yeah. Oops. Come on. All right. What the heck? All right. Moves him up here. I'm assuming his intent is to get in the way of the incoming barbarian to play tank. And then the shaman. Action. Range. What is the range? Touchdown. Okay. What a lousy set of spells. It's going to cast Spirit Guardians on themselves. Yes, so cast a spell, and spirits are called forth and rise up through the stonework and begin to flit around this female barbarian in a protective stance, so that's actually going to be her turn entirely. Toph.
So before Toph goes, I want to point out one thing. I didn't see Harshnag on the turn order. If you were
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wow, that was a huge, huge oversight. He has a negative one on his he got an 18, holy cow, which means he should have gone already. Okay, we'll say he held his action until the shaman cast a spell. I don't know why he would do that, but he did. All right. He has 40 feet of movement. He is going to he's going to move. Move up here, looking to engage with warm blood as well. All right. So
is he out of reach? I don't know what his reach is.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Is yeah, the oops. Pretty sure. I assumed he was. Maybe he is just in reach. Oh, you know what? I'll say he actually is able to get close enough, barely close enough, to actually make a swipe at this guy. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Hold the phone. I got to look something up.
Because they're humans, right?
They're humanoid.
Humanoid? Okay.
Any race. So I am going to roll a die. And if it... Nope. We'll say he's a dwarf. So not a human.
I mean, I'm fine with him doing the lower damage as well, because he's obviously kind of added to our party, so
right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay, minus 19. All right. And a 24 definitely hits, so I guess I didn't even look at the the attack number. Let's see, this the Shaman is already gone, so now it's Toph's turn.
I'm literally torn between two actions. Okay, I'm gonna recast the Anger of Adar from on the exact group again.
Okay.
So I just want them to come near us. So casting it again on the same exact spot. And then I'm gonna move back. Like, I don't think I'm in away from
I didn't change the color, I just copy and pasted the other one. It was just easier. all right. Yeah.
I'm gonna move back 35 feet.
So you hear a cry of alarm from the
My feet 35, like as far away as possible.
Okay, doke.
I'll go here.
Alrighty.
I don't want to be.
All right. So for this first berserker. Oh, I'm sorry. It's still your turn. My bad.
I'm curious. Like, do you have to still be in that range after casting the spell? To maintain the
concentration? No, that's just when you're casting the spell.
Okay, so I'm gonna cast it and then I'm gonna move back then.
No, let me check that real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, typically if spells don't mention that you have to stay within a certain distance or whatever, then once you've casted it within range, your concentration's all that applies.
Yeah, I think you're right. You don't need to be within line of sight or range to maintain concentration, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. At least that's the first result that comes up. It may not be the correct one, but that's what we're going with.
There are some spells that you have to, you know, maintain
like, visual,
whatever, to keep stuff up. But
all right. So
that's my turn.
Yeah, it is. Well, okay. So, and now it is the first berserker's turn. Go ahead and roll damage for the beginning of the spell, the start of the turn. What is it? 1d6 or 2d6 cold damage? 7.
Yeah, it's 2d6 cold damage. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Minus 7. All right, he is.
Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah, you can use the 5 if you want.
What do you mean? What? Oh, 13. It couldn't have been.
No. That's the five, 8 is the acid is the start.
Damage. Yeah, the 8 is the end of the turn. If they end inside, they roll a.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. I didn't see that. I just saw the one number. And
yeah. So
okay. So
when I say cast in ETT, I think it does everything from. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay. Well, yeah. He will not be in there at the end of the turn. So I'll give the 8 hit points back. And then he.
And he's blinded too. So.
Because of the dark, right?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna call that difficult terrain to make his way out. Well, it is. It is difficult terrain, right?
Yeah, it is difficult.
It's gonna take him 40 feet to get out, which is all but 20 feet of his action. The problem is he runs straight into the spikes.
I can see, but my feet hurt.
That's right. And spike growth is going to do 2d4 worth of damage. Okay, which is minimal damage. He realizes what's going on. Stay there. He leaves the spike growth area and moves over here. And that is his entire movement. Okay, and then the next berserker's up. Go ahead and roll cold damage for it.
You can use the one. It's 8.
No, this is a cold damage. The first damage. It's a different creature, so it's going to take a different.
Oh, okay. A different one. Damage.
Yeah. So go ahead and go and roll that. And if it ends, it'll still use the acid damage.
Okay.
If you're casting it again, just make sure that it's not counting against your spells because you're using the cast part of the. Yeah, you've casted it twice officially, but if you're acting like you're casting it so that the roll shows up.
Okay, so it takes 9 points of damage.
This one, like, only if it fails, it has to take 9.
Is the cold damage, is there a saving throw to the cold damage?
Not for the cold damage. No, like for cold damage, like if it on the start of the turn, it takes
start of the, yeah, that's what you're rolling for. This is the start of a new barbarian's turn.
Oh, so okay. I thought this is the acid damage, but yeah.
No, the other one ended its turn outside, so it went.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Okay. Okay, so that took 9 damage, and it moves all the way in here, ends its turn right here, just inside the spikes, where it is going to take 2d4 worth of damage. It takes 8 damage. Holy cow. This guy is just like, he's not looking good at all.
Is that the one that I hit twice with the fireball?
He's not the worst of them.
Oh, he's not the worst. Okay.
He was not the worst of them. He's kind of stuck there. I don't think there's any ending. It was into or within the area. Can't see the area. Yeah, I'm not even giving them the perception check when they're making a less than 5 foot. They're transitioning less than 5 feet into the. They get technically a perception check to see the spikes, but the two areas are so butted up against each other, and they're literally running at full speed, as well as it can. Sanswood, it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to use my first level 4 slot to cast. Flaming Sphere.
I'm just going to double all the monsters that you guys run into.
I think I can. Let me check. Should I?
Can you target them? Who are you casting it at?
The dragon. I'm thinking, where should I put it? So I think it should be occupy space.
Are you doing flaming sphere?
Yeah.
You put it. You just want to put it immediately adjacent to it, right?
Yeah. So it's here. That would cause some damage, right?
I don't know. Let's see.
I think it only causes damage if you move it into somebody or
yeah.
if it ends its turn next to it.
Any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the sphere, what ends its turn within yeah. five
or feet. I controlled it to bump into something, right?
Right.
Can you do that on the initial cast, or is it only on subsequent turns?
I can control it with bonus action, but I don't want to because I'm going to
wild shape.
Wild shape my first time into a rhino.
Not an octopus.
So no.
Okay, because you just want to have the flaming sphere up once you're because yes. once you're up, you're not you casting spell, but you can still control it. That's smart. Okay.
So. So this is how do I show description of this one? Let me check.
Should just click on the spell
of the you're talking about the rhino
step. Rhinoceros is that correct?
Rhinosaurus. Rhinosaurus?
Rhinosaurus.
Okay. The modern day dinosaur.
Rhinosaurus.
You're right. I while shaping to it with my bonus action. Yeah. But does that mean I cannot attack?
Correct.
Because I already cast
this. Use your action.
Yep.
Use
your action.
Let me think. If that's the case. No, I'm not wire shaping to it. I'm use my bonus action controlling the sphere to
slam into
the wormling.
Bump into it.
All right. So it needs to make a dexterity saving throw?
Yes.
All right.
Display the
what is the DC?
DC is what is my DC?
Probably lower than that.
My DC.
Where is my DC?
But that just does that have it or?
Yeah, still have half of the damage.
Roll also, your 2d6.
It's a level 4. Or,
oh, you cast it at a higher level?
Yes.
So it's going to be.
When you cast this spell using 3 or higher.
46.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's there.
Wow. So, go ahead and roll 46. All right. So that's 14
exactly
points of damage.
Yes. And that is my. I think that is my bonus action and action. So then I'll slightly move back.
Oops. I subtracted that from the wrong critter.
And also, I don't have Pass Without Trace anymore.
Yeah. That's dropping. that's really not necessary at this point.
Yeah, everyone see that now. Okay.
All right. Next up is this next berserker who go ahead and roll cold damage for the next berserker. Takes 7 points of damage. All right. And he just like the other one runs out straight into the spikes for another 2d4 of damage. 5 more points of damage. All right, Lillian is up next. I imagine Lillian will bravely
longbow.
Yeah, use their longbow from as close to 150 feet away as possible. No, and probably go after the wormling. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I would say the wormling is probably the biggest threat to us right now.
So he gets 2 attacks. Unfortunately, he can't use Horde Breaker at this point. A 16 against the Wyrmling is going to hit. And that is going to do Nope, that's the wrong one. That's going to do 5 points of damage. Okay, that's good. And then take his second shot. Stop it. Okay. That's fair. Okay. 25 will hit as well and take another 5 points of damage. All right. Okie doke, and that's Lillian's turn. Except I feel like Lillian is going to back up maybe 15 feet. Okay, so next berserker is this guy who's going to run. Okay. 30 feet takes them right to the edge here. So go ahead and roll.
Yeah, 11 cold damage.
Rolled 11 cold damage.
That's for the start of their turn?
That's the start of their turn.
Whoops. Okay, stop that. Oh, gosh darn it.
Not letting you select it.
It wants to reshape the stupid thing.
Is it because of the circle that's over top of it?
Partially. Partially the size of the icon is an issue because all the controls are so close. So close together. There we go. Okay, finally. All right. It ends its turn within the circle. So go ahead and give me the cold damage this time. He has to save against it.
Yeah, mean, if you say, if you do the DC 16 save, there is no cold damage.
Oh, there is no cold damage. Okay, so it's, you said DC 16?
Yeah.
And it's Dex, right?
Yeah, Dex, yeah.
Nope. Go ahead and... Jesus. Take a hard fight and make it trivial. All right. Yeah, there we go. So
it's not trivial yet.
yeah, it isn't trivial yet. That's true. All right. So the next berserker is this guy. Oh,
we didn't skip one of them, did we?
No, we didn't. There's still. Wait a minute.
Why is there two of them still by the door?
Yeah. Where did the other one go to? Why do I only have 5 on here? I swear I rolled.
Yeah, that is so.
It's because. Yeah. Well. Okay. I'll go ahead and. That was my bad. So okay. All right. So this guy. Okay. Let's see. Go ahead and roll damage for this guy. Cold damage for this guy. He doesn't need to come anywhere close to
using the sphere.
I'll work with me here.
The cold made him fat.
Apparently. 8 points of damage. Okay. Now he needs to roll dexterity. Failed that. And actually, he has two hit points left. He's dead. That was the one.
That was the one that I...
Yeah.
He didn't pass any of my saves.
That's right. Okay, and didn't apparently pass any others either.
He was in such a weakened condition that he just could not make it out of Hunger of Hadar, no matter what he tried.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so... And the last but not least... this guy makes it to about there. Go ahead and roll both. Well, go roll. Yeah, roll the. See if he makes the. And go ahead and roll the cold damage as well. Jeez. All right. Okay. Now, Agadir, you're up.
Oh man, you know what? They're like right lined up for. You know what? Last third level spell, fireball right in the center of them, so I can get that.
The one shaman.
Yeah, so fireball. I'm not gonna put the circle on there, but right in the center, so that
basically right there.
Yeah, that was technically the Hunger of Hadar, but just to give you an idea, you can move it back. So that should catch all of them. But
once they have their next turn, know who's in there. Yeah, but
because they'll start their turn, but they probably won't end it. So okay, yeah, let me switch the spells. My last third level spell slot, but. Oops, where's my... Okay, 26.
Yeah. All right. So
not we'll quite start... as powerful as the previous one, but...
Okay, so half is 13, right?
Yep. Yeah, DC dead. 14.
Dead. All right.
Killing all the ones with 13 or less.
That's right. I'm not going to bother rolling for them. Why bother? Okay. All right. So the shaman. Oh, wow.
Shaman made it. So yeah. 13 for the shaman.
Yep. And let's see. The one of the berserkers, the one on top. Dexterity. Fails.
So that's 26. Dead.
And last but not least.
Come on, fail.
Critical
save.
Unfortunately, no such thing, but yeah. So that's 13 points. All right. He clearly took less damage than the others. Just all across the board. So he was coming out of there looking a lot hardier than the others. Woo! Well,
I'm not going to take a bonus action this turn, but I'm going to look over my shoulder and see that Lillian backed away from me, and I am going to skittle backwards back next to her because I know she likes being close to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, that'll be it.
Okay, so real quick. I'm going to create a Sand. Oh wait. Oh, maybe I do it here. Sansward, you said there was a way that you could create. Never mind. Found it. That's not right. That is not right.
But the token, right click, and there's a...
I did a 15 foot and it made it way too big. Okay. So there's a... Yeah, the problem is there's a scaling problem. It looks like it's roughly 3 times too big. Maybe.
You trying to do an aura thing, or
that's not right. No, wait. Maybe that is right. Yeah. Maybe I'm.
Were you trying to measure?
I measured what I need to measure. I'm just trying to figure out why it just seemed like it was too big. Maybe it wasn't. No, okay, all right. It's accurate. I'll be damned. It just looks bigger than it should. All right.
Well, by the way, I cannot see the aura. Is it a circle or something? We cannot. I'm not sure if that's new.
Yeah, the aura,
I don't think you need to see it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Then it's as long as it works as expected.
Okay. So, let's see. That was your turn, Agatha. Do you have any bonus actions to take?
No bonus action, just my movement.
Okay, it is the wormling's turn. And let's see if it gets its... Yes, its breath weapon back. And... It wants to do as much damage as it can. So it's going to fly, skirting around Sandswood to just out of melee range here and attack Agadir and Lillian with its breath weapon. So I need Agadir and Lillian to make saving throws.
What kind of saving throw? Dexterity?
Or? It is going to be a constitution saving throw.
A 9 probably fails.
That does fail, and I will roll for Lillian, unless he shows up here in the next couple of seconds, which he... does not. Okay. Lillian does save. So damage is 23. So you take 23 and Lillian takes 12 points of damage.
And also spike growth, I believe that's concentration.
Yeah.
So he'll do a concentration check on
against 12
against took 12 points of damage, so it's going to be a DC 10.
Oh yeah, okay.
Come on, right. There we go. Oh, and he fails.
Spike growth
goes away. All right. Yeah.
Theoretically, you can delete hunger of hate arcs. I don't think they're going to be running back inside, but.
Oh, that was, yeah, I think that was the, oh, yeah, you're right.
Dolph, are you willing to drop it?
it's still there. I'll leave it there until it's dropped. It on the weird off chance that it comes into play.
Like if somehow. I do, like, what's my dissonant whispers that makes them run away from me that would run them back into it, for instance.
Right.
Yeah, but they're too far away, so it wouldn't happen, but either way.
Oh, wait a minute. Sandswood, real quick. Do they need to end their turn or
for Fleming Sphere? Ends yeah, its they turn have to within end their turn.
Okay,
next
so it's
yeah.
so it's nowhere. Yeah. Okay, it's nowhere yeah. near. All right, that's fine. Then, that is the Wormling's turn, maybe. Yeah, that's it. Next up is the is the leader barbarian. He's already in Harshnag's range, so he's just going to move up to Tankrin and take a swing at Tankrin, which probably any melee weapon attack. Okay, and he will recklessly attack. And with a 23, I assume hits?
Yep.
All right. And you take 10 points of damage, of slashing damage.
Okay.
And then if you attack him, you have advantage until the start of its next turn.
Okay.
All right.
Is that just for Tankrin, or is it for anybody that attacks him?
It is for anybody who attacks. Yeah.
Okay.
So as it happens, it is now your turn.
All right, I'll attack him back and have advantage. So mm-hmm. I'll roll twice. Yeah, I guess I'll just stop there.
Yeah, no point. All right, 12.
And I will use Wrath, Divine Smite as well.
It's what, an additional 10?
No, it's additional 2d8.
Hold on. Okay, all right. I think Pathfinder, it's like an additional 10. Yes, that is correct. Your hit points are accurate, current. You took 12 points of damage, of cold damage.
If it makes you feel better, I took like 23.
are you going to roll the...
Yeah.
Oh, there. Okay. So a total of 25 points.
Yes.
I don't think he's immune to anything or resistant to anything, so yeah, that's minus 23. Yeah, okay. All right. And that any bonus actions or movement?
No, it's all right.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You're probably right where you want to be anyway.
You get two attacks though, right, Tinker?
Oh, that's true. I guess.
Oh yeah, good call.
Okay, so again with the Lightbringer.
I forgot you guys are at a level that, yeah, you hit.
But I might get a crit. Yeah. I don't. Oh, same roll.
Let's see, what is the actual, I think it's, until the start of his next turn, so yes. Okay, yeah. So go ahead and roll damage. I was thinking it was just the next attack.
10 more.
Okay, doing 10 more damage. All right, this guy is looking a little unsteady on his feet, but he's still up for now.
That's it.
At which point, Harshnag will go ahead and do a little attack-sy there.
He also gets advantage, right?
What's that?
He also gets advantage.
Yeah, I guess he does.
Just to see if he gets a crit.
No
crit.
Which actually doesn't matter because after you slash this guy a couple of times, Harshnag's great axe comes down and just cleaves him in two. Harshnag just kind of gives you a smile and a wink and is going to head off to bite something new and different. So he gets 40 feet of movement because he's just he's a big boy.
I was kind of wishing Harshnag would say something like Hulk from Avengers, where he just goes puny barbarians.
All right. He's up here. All right, and cool. That makes it the Shaman's turn.
Shaman's debating on whether he wants to hide in Hunger of Hadar from the giant or or confront the giant.
What spells did Lillian cast? Was it just spike growth once?
Yes. Yeah, we had you cast that when at the start of the battle, and then we followed up with two longbow shots
for the second. Yeah, and then I saw the Hunger of Hadar as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Toph had to cast it twice because she got hit with a breath weapon from the dragon the first time and lost concentration, so she brought it back up on her next turn.
60 feet. She's going to stay out of the range of that great axe.
You said the shaman cast spirit guardians?
Uh-huh.
Does that do anything for her?
Oh, is it concentration? That's an excellent question. That will make a big difference. It is a concentration, and actually, what I didn't do is I didn't roll concentration from the fireball.
Fireball, yeah.
And the fireball did 13, how much damage?
She, 13 yeah, 26, damage to her. 13,
so it's a DC 10, but that's an important thing. That's the berserkers. That is the shaman. Constitution saving throw. All right. They able to pass. Succeed in the saving throw. So let's see. Okay, that'll be just move. Just out of his reach. That's at that point, Harshnag crosses into the Spirit Guardian range, which he needs to make a saving throw against. It is, what is the, it is, come on. Is wisdom saving throw, at DC. They do not make it easy to open a new window, for these things. DC 12. So, wisdom saving throw from Harshnag, who is not the wisest of all, but is able to save. So takes half damage. Half damage there is going to be. It's 3d8 necrotic. Takes 13 points of damage. So Harshnag takes 13 points of damage.
Wait, you said he takes half?
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be... I think that may be the first damage that Harshnag has taken. All right, and then that was the first 20 feet of the shaman's movement, and they are going to continue on for a dash, which will be another 40 feet. All right. So that is the
Is that shaman. Put the tinkering within the
No. Aura? Oh, okay. Yes. It does, I'm sorry. Yes, it does put Tankrin within the aura. So make a wisdom saving throw. Tankrin, thank you for pointing that out. I was actually thinking that when I started the whole path, but I forgot.
Which grid you are in? Is it up or down? You're in the middle.
People don't abide the grids.
Oh, we're not about, okay.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't have to snap to grid. Yeah. Which is why the measuring tool is so useful. So Jeff, you want to give me a wisdom saving throw, or did he step away? Oh, he's back. Okay, Jeff, wisdom saving throw.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
It's pretty low.
Wisdom saving throw.
I guess I'll have to roll the damage anyway.
What's this?
12 is exactly what you need. It's Spirit Guardians. So it's you take 20 points of necrotic damage.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Is it 20 or is it half? I thought he's half for a save.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 10 points. Yeah, right. God, thank you for keeping me in check. Oh,
it's funny, though, because you do say just enough. Take full damage.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Save versus half, but no.
Is the shaman that cast it?
That is the shaman that cast it.
Okay.
All right. It is an effect of the spell that they cast prior to this.
Okay.
So now it is Toph's turn.
Toph doesn't want to drop the concentration because she feared they might run into that room. I don't know if they open the lock or not. So she's going to maintain it for now, but she's going to still move away from the dragon. Hold on. This one. Is...
And you are not in melee range, so you're safe.
So can I go over here? Like, is this normal terrain? Like, I mean, over here?
No, that is, there's a wall right there, and that's a 20, that is a ledge that's 20 feet up. That's right. It says it on my map. It doesn't say it on your map.
60 plus 30.
So unless you can,
I'm just gonna go somewhere over here, like 90 foot from this person. Like somewhere here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I should be able to go there for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. That'd okay. Be sweet. Or like I can catch spell and move. Like, why am I doing all these things? Okay, I'm going to cast. What is the 90 feet one? Tasha's Mind Whip, which is not a concentration.
Okay.
This one. This is my psionic spell, but I don't think I have. I'm just gonna use my spell slot and. Use one of the key.
And that is going to be a.
Oh no! Let me do a bonus action to convert my.
Okay.
Burn one of the spell slot to get more psionic spells. Mm-hmm. So I have enough, so I can cast using that one.
You're casting it at second level.
Second level. Yeah, I'll do the math and then I'll chat in the chat. But like, I'm just going to cast that one for now. Okay. With the second level. So
and what's the DC?
What do I do now? It's 3d6, 16, but like I'm wondering like what. Let me see.
Never mind.
Let me see. That's a. It's one. Okay.
Yeah, it's a critical fail. Not that they exist for what are these called? Saving throws, but it
so it's nine. But the main reaction. Thing is that like no reaction until end of next turn. Moreover, on its next turn, it must just choose move an action or a bonus action.
If it gets only one of the oh my
yeah
oh my
yeah oh. This is a real annoying spell.
Oh
yeah, I'm gonna just move back over there somewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my turn.
All right. Next up is the sole remaining berserker. Oh, well, except for the... No, yeah, sole remaining berserker. There's only three people on the board now. When once there were nine, it gets 60 feet and a dash. So, yeah. Let me move that. Yeah, pretty much just parallel with Shaman. Get down here. All right. And that's his move. Sandswood.
Okay, I use my bonus action while shaping to a rhinoceros. And then
rhinoceros, okay.
I have, my speed is 40, so what I can do is I move back.
Yep, I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, charging. So I move back 10 feet and then wait a minute. 10.
Extra 2d8 damage. That makes 60.
Yeah, if it hits. So knocked that's
prone.
So okay, and then I can
that's
use,
interesting.
I can then use.
Yeah, and I'll say the elevation of this wormling's flight is not so high that you could hit it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So go ahead and make it.
Ah, critical.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
that's still with the high.
Okay. Lillian, okay, and then go ahead and roll the 2d8.
You can roll your own.
Then
you roll my damage.
All right.
First.
Sorry, I didn't realize that was. Okay, so
no,
18.
I should
have taken
it. You don't get to pick your dice rolls, man.
I was trying to read the description, and there was a button, so I clicked it.
And then this is the charge damage.
That is
and that's how you 27. Got infected with the gore virus, Alan.
is that a virus that mutated inside of Al Gore? So that is a total of 27, right? It needs to take. Oh wait a minute.
With 18 plus 9, 27.
27.
Yes. 27.
And it would make a saving throw, strength saving throw, if it were still alive. You just smack it, and it goes flying through the air, and it flops on the ground, just wings limp, and dead.
So, oh, poor creature! But yay!
But yay! That's okay, so that was your bonus action, your action, and most of your movement. Are you going to do? You have a little bit more movement left.
No, I don't have anything left.
Oh, no, or do you? Yeah, okay. Yeah, you have a total of.
I know it's not my turn, but I want to do a prestidigitation where I just make an effect in the air that says "Rhinoceros 1, Dragon 0."
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I'll allow it. So you do. I'll say you do have 20 additional feet of movement if you choose to use it. Or no, wait. You have an additional.
Oh.
Yeah, you have an additional 20 feet of movement. Yeah, if you want to use it.
I 20. If that's the case, I can.
Well, no, you had to move back. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's 10. I move out 10. 10 feet, yeah, I move away 10 and then move back. So, it's okay.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. That's all.
I will let you position if you wanted to. All right, Lillian.
So there's only the one creature left, or is there?
No, there's two.
Two there, right?
Yeah. Okay. There's the. The one on top is the shaman. The one on the bottom is a standard berserker.
And the one on top is the one who has the spirit guardians, right?
That's correct.
I will shoot him.
Her.
It.
it after this.
Look at Alan misgendering the shaman.
19 will definitely hit. And 6 points of damage.
Six. And just shoot it again.
Shoot it again. 22 or 23 will hit. And 7 points of damage. Yeah, you see her stagger. She is in really, really rough shape. All right. Any
I'll go ahead and move a bit, and then that'll be it.
All right. Aghedur. Fireball. Or are you out of third level spells by now?
I'm out of third level spell slots, but I could fourth level. Fourth. But I think we're in good shape to take down the last two without wasting spell slots. So I'm going to see how far away I am. 60 feet to the shaman, so that's close enough. I am just going to follow Lillian's lead and shoot my crossbow at the shaman.
Not
very well, unfortunately.
No. Sorry.
And that's going to be it. I'm not going to move. I'm just going to just hold my head down from that terrible shot.
That'll work. All right, Tankrin, your turn. Let me see something real quick.
I have to make another wisdom saving throw.
Right. When first time on a turn, it starts its turn there. Okay, yeah, you're going to have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Yep.
10 fails. So you're going to take 10 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
That's actually a pretty lousy roll for that spell.
The 20 was a much better. More above average than 10 is below average. Yeah,
more better. But you saved that one, right? So you were
Yep.
Yes, I saved it. You're
down 20, yeah. Okay.
All right. So Tankman is gonna move if I can. And attack twice with Lightbringer. Mm-hmm. Having some difficulty with my setup here. Hold on. Sorry about that.
Please hold. A 9, unfortunately, will fail. We'll miss.
Can I use the inspiration die?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Can. So that's an extra, 1d6?
It's a 1d8.
D8 now, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Oh well.
Unfortunately, that's all right.
Unfortunately, total of 10 misses. So
okay, second attack.
Second time. That will definitely hit.
Okay. I
suspect it won't matter what your damage is.
Sometimes the true inspiration is in the follow-up attack.
And you bash the shaman in the face. And it drops to the ground, dead, lifeless. Any other movement, bonus action? Anything?
I think I will move. Actually, I already did move a little bit. But can I move enough to get there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done.
You'll meet Harshnag there. As he wanders over with his big giant legs. And kill. No, he does not kill it. He does. Oh, wait a minute. I gotta decide what race this one is, because they're all different. This one's human. It's dead. And just smashes it, cleaves it in two with his big axe, and gives you another little sly grin and a wink. And we are out of turn order. That is all the critters. That was way too freaking easy.
Darn critters.
What's that?
The darn humanoid critters.
I don't know. the chaos of battle subsides. You pause to catch your breath. What would you like to do?
Every time.
Yeah, Berry time. Ah, yes. You can all take berries to restore your health.
I also drops my flaming sphere, which is useless. But yeah.
Okay. So Hunger Hadar is gone. And 12 more barbarians appear. No.
30 pH worth of berries. And then you get 5-6 pH berries.
I need 23 hit points worth of berries.
Okay, I'll do a math. Just take it. I think it's 8 and you said 20?
23.
Okay. Back to 14. Okay.
He sounds good.
14 and 17. Okay, 17. Okay. Okay, Bali got your 3-4 HP berries too. So it's anyone else? So
didn't you give 5-6 point? Six.
I think no. I decided to. Yeah, I decided to
use 4 HP.
Yeah.
3 more to Alan.
Yeah, 3 more for Alan. Maybe not for.
And Harshnag. Harshnag snags 2 of your 4 HP berries.
Okay.
And pops them in his mouth and says, "Hmm."
I'm assuming you're not in rhino form, because if you are still in rhino form, I don't want to know where these berries are coming from.
No, I can't. I cannot offer this from. No, I can't. It reminds me of a movie I don't want to say, but yeah.
A little a berry dispenser.
Yeah, I'm now a druid again. King Carey, what is that?
Okay. Yeah.
So do you just use all of your first level spell slots to cast those, or is it?
It was last night before I sleep. Yeah. I can't use all my slots.
They're good for 24 hours, so he exhausts all of his
yes.
first, second, and third level, right? Spell slots? All your remaining spell slots, right?
I think I keep half of it or something, but
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's only 4 and 3 and 3. I'm not...
Yeah, so you reserve a few just in case.
Yeah.
Just something happens in the middle of the night. He's only got half his spells.
Yeah.
I remember him always casting it. I just was surprised at how much total healing it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot. I think not a lot of the extra great. Healing is because of his whatever cleric you are.
Oh, yeah, life circle. Yeah, so yeah. It gives me 4 extra for per berry. 4 or 3, yeah. I don't remember.
I mean, just looking at the fact that it takes an action to eat one, though, makes them kind of in battle.
Right,
yeah. Exactly. But after battle, it's nice, because then you're not wasting potions or wasting, you know, spells or short rests
or things like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, all right. Okay, what would y'all like to do? Anything else?
I mean, I kind of want to cast another fireball, but we don't have targets, so.
nobody said you had to have a target to cast a fireball.
Please don't.
I am going to stand very close to, and in fact, maybe within the same square as Agadir from now on.
You know, part of the attack from the dragon was because I moved back near you, so I put us close together, so the dragon decided to breath weapon us both. So standing next to me might not be the smartest thing going forward, or vice versa for me.
I just saw the twinkle in your eye.
Let's check the bodies. Is there anything?
You're going to loot bodies? Oh, what an interesting idea. So you search the bodies, and on the majority of the barbarians, you don't find anything, but on the leader, he has a sack containing 7 gemstones. These are red flecked green bloodstones. And you assess them, magically assess them to be, or you innately assess them to be worth 100 gold pieces each. And he is also sporting a very ornate looking amulet.
Do we have identify?
Have identify. Please. If we have 10 minutes to spare, I will ritually cast it. If we don't have 10 minutes to spare, then I will burn a first level spell slot.
There doesn't appear to be anything actively happening. So at the moment, you have no reason to believe that there is not 10 minutes to spare.
Yeah, in that case, since he's going to cast ritual cast that, I'm going to ritual cast detect magic in case we left something.
Okay, yeah.
And walk around. Okay, yep. I'm ritual casting identify.
And for detect magic.
So it is an amulet of proof against detection and location.
Whoa. While
wearing this amulet, you are hidden from divination magic. You can't be targeted by such magic or perceived through magical scrying sensors.
Not that we're the target of much divination magic, or likely to be.
Not at this point. depends on the enemies you make. All right. You complete the casting of the detect magic. Give me a moment to make sure I don't lie to you about something. as I am wont to do. And what is the range on that?
Detect magic, sorry. It's
30 feet, I think.
Yeah, 30 feet from myself.
No.
And I can concentrate on to 10 minutes, so after I cast it, I move around for the hall to make sure. And 30 feet. So.
No, you do not detect any additional magic other than, obviously, the amulet.
Okay, cool.
And the residual of the spells that were cast here.
Mm.
That's right. Yep. All right. Anything else? Before you are these gigantic double doors.
Should probably have Harshnag continue to lead the way.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll follow behind him in the same order we were before.
Harshnag agrees to this and walks up to the these doors, and he puts his shoulder to the door and throws his weight against them, and they open with an explosion of ice shards and frost little motes of frost just exploding out into the room beyond, which is dimly lit by magical means. And let me reveal what you see. A vast room.
Holy smokes.
Yes.
Wow.
Just thick, like giants making figures of themselves larger than they are.
Kind of. Thick frost clings to every surface of this room, of this 100-foot-high vaulted chamber. Seven enormous statues dominate the room. The largest of them is an 80-foot-tall robed giant, his arms outstretched and his face hidden beneath a stony cowl. facing a glowing archway in the east wall. Kneeling in rows to each side of this statue are six statues, half its size, each impressive in its own right, and depicting a paragon of a type of hill or a type of giant: hill, stone, frost, fire, cloud, and storm. These smaller statues face the bigger one in the room's center. In their outstretched arms, five of the giants hold weapons, gifts for their all-father. Only the frost giant statue is unarmed.
Wow.
So that, on that note, I think we're going to end the session here.
Okay.
Because we're right just a couple minutes before 6 o'clock. And
that's
a good place to stop.
I'm measuring things because I'm curious. You said the large statue was
80 feet tall.
And it's 80 feet wide as well.
Yeah, I often wonder about the dimensions that they provide in these things.
I mean, given that it's wearing like a big cloak. A
very big
cloak.
Yeah.
Might be kneeling and stuff like that. That's not unreasonable. But then the smaller ones are 40 feet tall. They're kneeling as well, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, it actually does kind of make sense.
Okay. All right.
So it looks like Lego miniature because it's...
I just measured 275 feet from door to door, from east to west or west to east.
So big ass.
Pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Giant scale. All right.